After a year-long battle over a proposed Muslim cemetery, the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester has won a permit from the central mass town of Dudley. The proposal to locate the six-acre cemetery on old farmland brought intense opposition from neighbors concerned about drinking water and traffic. The raw language of some also brought accusations of religious bigotry. Lawsuits and a civil rights investigation followed until both sides came to agreement in December. Last night's hearing in Dudley was the first critical test of that agreement, WBUR's David Boeri reports.
The process was difficult, but in the end, the Zoning Board of Appeals did the right thing.
It took a long time, a year and 2 months, says the town administrator, Greg Balukonis. Much has changed since last May, where here in the same room, the Zoning Board denied the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester a permit. What followed was a lawsuit filed in state land court, an investigation by the Civil Rights Unit of the U.S. Attorney's Office, a warning of caution from the State Attorney General's Office, and the entry of the American Civil Liberties Union, and an outside law firm to join the Islamic Society in a claim that Dudley officials had denied the Muslims' right to practice their religion. Jay Tallerman, the attorney for the Islamic Society, hailed last night's action by the town zoning board.
This is the clearing of the most significant and controversial hurdle right here, and the one that generated the most controversy, the recognition that we're protected religious use. This was kind of ground zero for that.
That is what Tallerman had argued from the start, and at the end of December, the town entered into a legal agreement with the Islamic Society to recognize that the proposed use of the cemetery is for religious purposes and that it is largely exempt from zoning regulations. Despite some concerns by the Muslim applicants, last night the zoning board followed through on that legal agreement in December and on its obligations.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
The cemetery will be 6 acres, with a 10-year moratorium on expansion. But that may not be necessary, since the Islamic Society expects to bury no more than 15 people a year. The neighbors of the cemetery continued their opposition last night and called on the Muslim applicants to accept a long order of conditions set by the neighbors on everything from the location of the graves to parking, traffic control, plantings, and underground cisterns for fighting fires. Town Administrator Greg Balukonis.
They were heard. I mean, that's the purpose of a public hearing, is to give the neighbors an opportunity to be heard. It's not dismissed, but the town did what it was obligated to do in granting the permit for the cemetery. And then we look forward to welcoming the cemetery in town.
Dr. Khalid Sadosai expressed gratitude that the society had finally won the right to bury their dead close to home.
We look forward to work with the town people and have a very loving and cordial atmosphere going forward from here.
Now that the biggest hurdle seems to have been cleared, for 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.